people will show up for you when you show up for you. For so long, I'm so focused on these particular people who always had a critique, or like I didn't feel like they were supporting me, that I was blind to the fact that I had all these other people out here.
God has made our lives a sitcom. He up there laughing his butt off. I'm talking to AO Jesus. Look, this is my favorite part of the episode. Look at them. Look at them scrambling.
I wasn't excited at all for 2024, but I can say I'm grateful. I went from door dashing in the Acura with no AC,
bruh,
to smiling in a Maybach with a driver. So with that being said, I'm excited for 2025.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah, action. So as we bring this year to an end. How was the year for you?
Although we've come, say nah.
to a new beginning. Mm-hmm. Oh, you could have gone.
He was going to do his ad lib.
But it's cool.
Yeah, too late now.
I was just thinking it's not technically the end of the road.
Yeah,
that's why I stopped.
And you come to this the end of this chapter. So embark on a new one. So looking back, mm-hmm. How was the year for y'all?
This year was like a roller coaster. Like literally an emotional roller coaster, but just like as far as the things that happened, the things that I've learned, all in all, this has been a great year for me. Which is so wild because I did not have a job. It was very stressful, but this has been like a really great year for me. Y'all want me to go more in depth, or
if you feel led, you don't have to
feel like you got more to say.
Yeah, I was gonna say it didn't feel like the end of the road.
But yeah, like so, I feel like this has been a great year for like rediscovering who I am and like allowing myself to be true to myself. I realized that this was the first year that I've been on my self-love journey for a while, but this was the first, I guess this was the start of the self-care portion of my self-love journey. So this was the first year that I actually took time to actually take care of myself and figure out what I wanted and figure out what I needed and learn how to express those things and do a deep dive on things that I'm interested in. And I started baking again. And it's just like so many things, so many great things. I think this is something that I said, I don't remember. I think it was at the end of the 10 days of gratitude. But after I made my gratitude map, I was like, for every one thing that happened this year that I didn't like or that wasn't ideal, there was like 10 to 20 great things that happened. So I had a good year. What about y'all?
Oh, that's probably why you tired.
Mm-hmm.
But you go ahead. Stressed you out.
No, actually not at all. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking about what I was going to say. But it's been a dynamic year as well, I think.
That's his word.
Yeah. No, listen, dynamic, because it really is. There's so many elements, so many things that happened. I think it was a great year for me personally, as far as my personal development, as far as the character development, you know. Great year. So much learning, so much healing, and It was just a fun ride. There was times that I did not like when I was there. I'm not going to lie. There were some days I was like, what is this?
What is
Ayo, this? Ayo, Lord, well, what you got for me here? Because this ain't looking how I thought it was going to look. I thought it was going to look like X, Y, and Z. You gave me B, G, F.
Bro.
And I was like, hold on. That's not even letters.
Threw Z in there.
That's not even how the letters go together. Why did you do that?
This wasn't part of practice.
You know? So there's so many elements of it that went that way. But it was still a great year. I'm super thankful. I read some amazing books. I've made some breakthroughs personally, spiritually, financially.
Mm-hmm. A lot of healing.
And yeah, it's been a great year. I have nothing else to say about that, man. It's great.
Great! And I'm loving it. my year. All right, I'm going to preface it like this. I ended last year. I thought I was ending my year snowboarding. I really ended it with a masterclass in main characterism, right? Mm. Went to Colorado to learn how to be a main character. This year, it was put into action. a lot transpired this year. It was well needed. If y'all go back to our last year's pod, I told you I wasn't excited for 2024.
I'm going to link it. One of these sides. It's on one of the sides. It's going to be linked.
I was not ready. Well, I wasn't excited at all for 2024. And everything that happened, it showed why. Because it was going to evoke tremendous growth. But I can say I'm grateful for 2024. I love who I am. I've been saying that for the past couple of days. I love who I am. By the time y'all see this, I'm going to be 31. Big Trey Uno.
Trey Uno. Mm. Who says that?
Him. that's a one-on-one right there. 100% him. Big Trey genuine Uno. Made.
But, yeah, I'm definitely grateful. A lot happened. Like, I went from door dashing in the Acura with no AC.
Bruh.
To smiling in a Maybach with a driver. The Maybach and the driver ain't happened yet, but
it's on the way.
It's on the way. You gotta speak those things.
My eyebrow actually started itching. That's
all I was saying. He's lying.
But yeah, I think this year, it's been so interesting just because, I know I always say that, but this actually has been a very interesting year. Because for so many people, not just us, this has been a tough year, right? It's been a lot happening. A lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people have been having issues finding jobs. And, you know, everybody's solution, I'm sure you guys have heard it, you know, get into tech, you know. But, you know, it's all a process.
Well, I was thinking, to piggyback off that, if everybody gets into tech, mm-hmm. what about every other industry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what usually happens.
Wow. But it's like, because then the other industries, they're like, oh, well, technology is going to take over this anyways. It's like, well, it's better if I have the technological experience than if I don't. But either way, that's neither here nor there. The thing is, so much has happened this year. We've released music.
Mm-hmm.
We have, well, you've been painting.
Yeah, I've been painting.
You've been, like, actually honing your craft as far as a storyteller and stuff like that. I think this year has revealed a lot of things for a lot of people. And it also not only, like, revealed a lot of things about a lot of people that I didn't want to know. Like, now that I'm really thinking about it, like, on a celebrity scale, but also, like, on a personal level, like, I learned a lot that I just did not need to know. But it also helped me to, like, cut off certain things or to process whatever emotions were attached to certain things. And so that I could finally, like, move forward. But what has been, I guess, your favorite memory or favorite thing that happened in 2024? I said memory like it was like a long time ago, but like what was one of your favorite things that happened? Doesn't have to be number one, but just like something that you really enjoyed.
Sorry, it's a lot of stuff happened this year.
Yeah, we gotta run through the Rolodex of things.
Off the top of my head, I would say small talking with strangers.
Like, why?
Never know who you're talking to. It just be good energy, good vibes. I get a different side of people than people get. I don't know why, because I got pretty privileged. I'm handsome. But honestly,
okay. Thank you. All right. Continue. Yeah, carry on. I mean, yeah, we're here. We're
like,
here now.
It'd just be good. Like good energy, good vibes. And yeah, just small talking with strangers. That's probably been the highlight. Because one, you never know who you're talking to. You never know what they're going to say. It'd be the people who you don't even really think going to talk. Mm-hmm. That just be talking. I'd be like, oh. You just wanted somebody to speak to.
Mm-hmm.
I did too. But nah, it'd be cool. Small talking with strangers.
What about you?
What was the question again? What was my favorite part?
Yeah, what's one of the favorite things that have happened this year?
I'd say learning about myself. I mean, that was probably one of the coolest things of, like, just between me learning about niceness and stuff like that. Like, me learning about some of the behaviors that I had that made my life the way it was, and then getting a chance to step out of that stuff and seeing how people react, seeing how I react, seeing how I feel. It's really cool. Like, in a similar vein, at Breeze, like, the interactions that I'm having, they're more interesting, more fun, just more diverse. Just all of it, it's really been a lot more fulfilling, I think. So just, I guess, learning myself more this year so that I can be better amongst people was probably my favorite thing.
You?
For me, I would say my favorite thing that happened this year, I would say the 30 days of self-care, like both times. Because the first one, because, yeah, I did 230 days of self-care. So the first one was literally just me by myself. And that was the first time that I guess I just allowed myself to just, I guess I started being kind to myself. Like, I found ways to be kind to myself and through the 30 days of self-care, just by, like, okay, take 5 minutes to take care of yourself. Buy yourself some flowers. Like, and I realized that, oh, I actually like this stuff. And it's also, like, I could do this at any point. It's not expensive. Like, I can just take care of myself. That should be a regular part of my life. That will be and is now, like, a regular part of my life. And then the second 30 days of self-care was, like, the group self-care. And I think that one was... I really loved it because I got to actually see, number one, like, the impact of it was very exciting for me, because it's like, I felt like this was a great thing for me, but seeing, like, oh, this actually is changing other people's lives, just, I guess it's kind of like an indescribable feeling, but it warmed my heart. And then also, it was a chance for me to see that there are a lot of people that are supporting me and believe in me. And I think, just like I was saying to you yesterday, I think that for so long, I'm so focused on these particular people who always had a critique, or, like, I didn't feel like they were supporting me, that I was blind to the fact that I had all these other people out here that, like, were supporting and were watching and were waiting for whatever to happen. So I think that the second 30 days of self-care actually gave me a chance to, like, really see, like, no, people will show up for you when you show up for you. Like, once you start actually showing up for yourself, and I had been doing it since March, since the first 30 days of self-care challenge. Like, I had started actually showing up for myself, showing up in the way that I wanted to, learning more about myself and taking care of myself. And it's like, and people just showed up for me. Like, everybody that spoke, everybody that, like, helped out with the event, like, they just showed up and they were just happy to be there. And I was just so grateful. Yeah, so I think those are my favorite things about this year.
What was your least favorite?
My least favorite? Sorry, I'm trying to get comfortable. These are new pants.
It happened to me the last time when I was on here with my green pants. Y'all didn't see it. Because y'all weren't paying attention to me. I was struggling. I'm like, hold on, this, break these in. I ain't doing
enough. Yeah, like, I should have stretched before this. But
do some yoga real quick. Do some jumping jacks or something. Break them in. They still got the fresh.
The stiffness is still there.
My bad, go ahead.
And, you know, I'm gaining weight, so, you know. I got muscles now, y'all. But this is just so... Wait, my arm is... Okay. Anyways, I'll show you guys later.
She won't. She's not gonna show you.
I'm not. My least favorite thing that happened this year, I would say the only thing that's popping in my head besides losing my job was when I worked for that little cafe.
I was thinking that. Glad you're on the same page.
Oh my gosh. So let me tell y'all what happened, because y'all wasn't here. I mean, you guys were here. But so pretty much, we haven't been working all year. We told you guys that. And if you didn't know that, well, now you know. We had found out our contracts weren't being renewed in December of 2023. So going into 2024, we didn't have any jobs. So unemployment ran out fairly quickly. And I was scrambling because I was like, I'm the only one that's not really contributing, blah, blah, blah. Like, our cars had broke down. It was a lot. A lot has happened this year. Wow, our cars all broke down at the same time. That's not even, like, the worst thing that happened for me.
That's when I actually started painting.
So I was just like, dang, it's been 8 months. I got to figure something out. Like, because I was feeling bad for not contributing. That's one thing that I realized this year is that it's important for me to be able to contribute to my household financially. Even if, like, I'm not the one paying the bills or whatever, I just want to be able to be like, you know, I have my own money to do things. Anyways, I was calling coffee shops because I'm like, you know what? At the very least, I've been a barista before. So let me just see who's hiring around here. So I'm calling coffee shops and stuff like that. I wound up working at this little cafe that I will not name because it's not like a franchise or anything. Like, and first of all, they hired me on the spot, which isn't always a red flag, but he barely interviewed me. Like, he didn't really have any questions. And then he was like, oh, I'm asking him questions like, what are your expectations? I'm telling him, like, yeah, I've done this, blah, blah, blah. And then he like, I think that's all the questions. Let me go ask my wife. So he goes to the back to ask his wife. He was like, I don't usually do the interviews. I really don't be wanting to do them or whatever, whatever. And I'm just like, okay, these are a lot of red flags, but I'm going to say I was desperate at the time to get a job because I wanted to be able to contribute. He told me how much they paid and it was not good. Mm-hmm. But I was like, it's better than zero. So, you know, and I just wound up taking it and it was just terrible. Like, I was very anxious. They were very, like, invasive. My first day, the owner was just like, I don't like hiring strangers. I usually just like hiring people that I know or whatever. And I was like, that makes sense for why y'all pay so low, because you just be hiring your friends that you know need a job. So, like, during the time, I just felt like my boundaries just kept being crossed with, like, certain questions that they would ask, or, like, they was mad because I wasn't eating the food. And I'm like, I don't eat this stuff. Granted, it was a vegan spot, but, like, I'm holistically plant-based. but, like, I'm whole foods plant-based. And so they were, it's like canned foods and stuff like that that I don't eat and I haven't eaten in a while. So I did taste the food, like, twice. But my stomach was hurting because I don't really eat that stuff anymore. Needless to say, I made it through a week and a half of training and then I quit because I literally was having a panic attack one day when I went in, and I would be like so sad every time Damani would drop me off and I'll be like, please just get here exactly at 4:00. Be here. I need you to be outside so I could just hop in the car. And yeah, it was bad. I didn't like it. So yeah, I think that was probably my least favorite thing that happened. I think there's one other thing, but that was the least favorite. What about you guys?
I think my least favorite was door dashing in the summertime with no AC.
Whew. Whew.
That was rough.
Yeah. I was in your car once or twice, but I wasn't door dashing with you. I understand. What about you?
Right now, I can't think of a specific event. It just might have been just a few months. I can't remember what time period it was.
He said, like, between January and December.
No.
Oh, your car wasn't it?
The car might have been... Yeah, maybe it was my car. So I just had to go through. I was like thinking about all this stuff. So it was like my least favorite, my favorite. But yeah, probably my car breaking down at the time that it broke down. Because again, it's like I was using it to DoorDash. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, dang.
And it broke down when the other cars broke down too. So it was just like one by one, the cars just, first it was mine. Because my car wasn't really starting, or it would start sometimes. At first, you had about 6 good starts per day. Then it started going down to like 4. And then we were at 2. Then it just wouldn't start. So, and then whose car was next? Was it?
Yeah, mine happened during the eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
His was spiritual. It was spiritual attack, you know. They be saying it'd be spiritual, or it'd be spiritual attack. So,
you know. I was outside during the eclipse, too. Mm-hmm. I was just looking at the sky.
So were we. Mm-hmm. And I remember texting you. You were like, yeah, I'm outside looking up at the solar eclipse. They had my car for a minute. You was there for like all day. You were supposed to be there for like maybe an hour. You were there all day. That was wild. So yeah, all of our cars broke down. Then it was Damani's car. And Damani's car, we were out door dashing. Mm-hmm. So I was with him while he was door dashing. And do you want
to
tell the story?
I was getting ready to say. I mean, I can. See, we're door dashing or whatever. It's hot. We driving, and earlier in the day, my wrench light came on, right? So I'm like, oh, I do need an oil change. I've been putting that off. Let me go get an oil change. So I take the car to get oil change. Light goes off. I'm like, all right, we good. Yeah, we good. I was almost concerned. Back then, I was concerned. But I was almost concerned. I'm like, all right, thank God. Because, you know, I didn't really feel like having a pay for nothing else, whatever. So I go through, we door dashing. Now at the time, Kayla Ray, friend of the pod, she was here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's at the house.
No, she was with him door dashing.
Oh, she was. Yeah. So pretty much everybody's outside, right? It's a hot summer day.
Because y'all took my car. Mm-hmm.
Took my car.
Really? Mm-hmm. I thought somebody had my car.
Actually,
you
might have had your car.
And Kayla Ray came with us so that you wouldn't have to turn the car off because we was down about 2 to 3 spots at that point.
Yep. So.
That's funny.
So yeah, yeah,
I had your car.
You definitely did. But we were driving. We going down this hill, and I look down at my light, my dashboard, and I see the wrench light come back on. Now I'm like, I know this ain't the oil light, because I just got this oil. Either they gave me some extra synthetic oil, you know, or something else is wrong with my vehicle. And so I'm like, all right, you know what? It's cool. And then I'm driving, and it does a little, like, stutter step, like a little shh. Like, you know, when like black moms be stepping on the brake and they be doing the little dance thing. Right. So that's what's happening, but I'm not stepping on the brakes. I'm just stepping on the gas. And so I'm like, all right, cool. You know what? Let's just, and I was getting ready to say, let me just do one more order. And I was like, you know, let's just go home. So we start driving, and my car doing one of these. It's like, I'm like, this don't feel, you know, let's just make sure we can get back to the house, you know? So I'm just driving, and I couldn't speed if I wanted to. like
that,
yeah,
track.
My car decided that it, by default, it wanted to go Miss Daisy. Like, it decided that 20 miles an hour is pretty much the peak, that's all I got for you. So this is where we're going to go. This is top speed. So we're just driving, and it's just the slowest drive ever. Just the slowest drive ever. We eventually get back to the house. I park it, and then Kayla Ray had came out the house. One of y'all came out the house, and I was getting ready to try to back it into the driveway, and I step on the gas all the way, right? Car shut off in the middle. Like, I was like, hey, yo, what is going on? So I'm just like, oh, okay. Then Kayla Ray came out, and she was like, what's going on, guys? I was like, yeah, so my car just shut off while I was driving it just now. You know, I'm just gonna have to figure it out. And then I had to get it towed and all of that stuff, but it was the longest drive I've ever had in my life.
Listen. When I tell Crazy. You, this was my perspective. I'm not going to go through the full story, but so he's like, let's just go home, right? And then I still don't fully know what's going on, but I'm just in the passenger seat. And I was like, we're around the corner from the house. And I'm just like, why he driving so slow? Like, it felt like you intentionally just started slowing down. And I'm like, is he doing this on purpose? Like, why are we driving so slow? Or maybe I'm bugging. Maybe we're driving faster than I think we're driving. And I just want to say shout out to the person who was driving behind us, because they were so patient.
Mm-hmm. They was probably sitting there.
Did
like,
you put your blinkers on? I mean, your hazards on or anything?
Not at first.
Not at first. Yeah, at first I didn't. I was just cruising. I wasn't taking any major highways. Wasn't no chance that.
They probably thought it was the old person in front of them.
Shout out my GPS for getting me home in an unconventional way.
Cause whoo. So, yeah, I didn't think, we were literally up the street, and it's like, at that point, you can't really do nothing but laugh, because, like, what? So, yeah, then, yeah, all three of our cars, mine was still, it's like you had one or two good starts. That was interesting.
Yeah, it was my brakes.
Yeah, your brakes. And my starter and my brakes, I still got to get new calipers.
Yeah, it was my brakes and my AC.
It's been a lot, so.
Yeah, so that was definitely, for me, that's probably, there was other stuff surrounding that, but yeah.
It was something else that they ended up fixing in my car, too. I don't remember what it was, but it was something in there.
Oh. That's good.
Yeah. So this year, it was full of car stuff. Lots of vehicle stuff.
Broken down cars, no jobs, no unemployment, and it was just an interesting year. What was the funniest thing that y'all feel like happened this year?
It wasn't funny.
I laughed at everything. Yeah, I was gonna say,
the funniest thing?
Mm-hmm.
The funniest thing. I mean, right now, I want to say that weekend, because having a guest and then having all three cars decide to not want to work at the same time. I'm like, what are the odds that, like, we haven't had any issues at all, like, for real, any issues at all that we couldn't handle. All of a sudden, you come here, and it's like,
everything
bah, bah,
just
bah.
Break down.
So what's going on, guys? What did you do? Because, did you say something? Like, what happened? You know, like, I know you didn't do nothing, but, like, what happened? So that probably was the funniest thing, because it's like, I couldn't have made that up if I tried.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that wouldn't have been my go-to. Like, oh, yeah, you have a guest here. Oh, yeah, everybody's car is going to not work. Okay.
It was a peaceful week for me, though. Like, that's the only reason Lauryn Hill painting got finished.
Mm-hmm.
Because that painting was the only thing that keep me from thinking about my car and money not coming in. Anything that could have been looked at as negative, me painting took that away. So while I was painting, I was happy. When I wasn't painting, I was just trying to keep my mind together. Because we still had bills.
Yeah. Nothing stopped. Like, nothing stopped. We ain't getting no deferments.
mm-hmm.
It was just a lot. So I think the funniest thing for me, I might say two things. One being finding out that I was a people pleaser live on my podcast while I was talking. It's like I'm talking to myself and I discovered that I'm a people pleaser. And I thought that was funny because then I just started doing a deep dive on people pleasing and stuff like that. And I think that was a funny moment. And then also trying to create my own cookie recipe and realizing I bought the wrong tapioca starch. It was coming out like this weird texture. Every time. It was a weird texture. And then it was like a cookie muffin thingy. It was fluffy, but then it was like chewy in a weird way. It wasn't appealing, you know? And then, yeah, I found out there's more than one tapioca. And nobody told me.
I don't think I have any funny moments. I laughed through it all, but I don't have a moment where that was funny.
We laughed a lot this year.
Yeah, I think I would need more time to really give you a good, because I am 100% sure there was a lot of stuff that was funny. I just can't remember what all of it was. Plenty of moments where I was door dashing where I'm like, this is so ludicrous. I I can't help but laugh because, like, God, what you orchestrating? Like, is my life a sketch comedy show?
Come on, because that's what it felt like.
I'm like, this has to be a sitcom. You have to be, they about to roll the credits and then go to the next episode because this
the longest this is
one of them episodes where the main character they just going through. There's gonna be a lesson here,
mm-hmm.
but like it's like when like they started off the morning, they slipped down the steps. Then they fell into a random cake. Then they, you know what I'm saying? It was like the day it happened, they stepped in a puddle, they got their socks wet. It was like one of them.
Yeah.
One of them things where it's like, bro, what? Enough. Like, enough is enough. That's what it was feeling like initially. But in hindsight, it's hilarious because it's like, who would have predicted that? Right. Because
right.
I surely would. I wouldn't have written that story.
In hindsight, I needed this year. I needed 2024 to happen. So I can become me. Like, I can remember who I am and, like, be that. So with that being said,
I am being Bree right now. Mm-hmm.
I can say I'm excited for 2025.
What? Oh,
it's about
my
time.
Gosh. So last year when we recorded this, something similar to this, what we were looking forward to? 2025? Or I don't know what it was, but last year he was like, I ain't excited.
I ain't gonna be excited. You see what happens in 2024.
I mean, but we got, you know, build a lot of characters.
I did. I didn't want to build character.
And listen, maybe I'm not blaming you. Maybe it happened because I'm not excited for the year. And
probably because now I know how powerful my thoughts and words are.
I mean, I've been trying to tell y'all this.
I knew that, but.
And you're still talking about something I'm not excited.
The stuff wasn't happening immediately. Mm-hmm. It gave me time. Usually I have time to prepare. I'm excited now. Can't wait.
Yeah, I need you to be excited every year.
Right.
Going forward. I don't need you to ever come on here in this couch, on this land, talking about some you're not excited for the next year. Man. Yeah. Man,
you was very adamant last year too. Like, yeah, nah, I'm not excited. I'm not excited at all. Like, I don't even know why y'all excited for real. I'm not excited. Like, dang. Like, you're not looking forward to just life.
I knew what was coming.
No, you didn't. You had no idea.
You did not. Because if you did, we gotta have a conversation.
I was operating in the spiritual realm. That's why when I was at the eclipse, the car situation, it was spiritual, like you said.
That's why they was calling you the spiritual friend.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
And that's why I'm gonna blame you.
that was funny. That whole week of development and the dean and
oh Myron,
yeah, Dean and Myron and Tony Robbins. That those 2 weeks,
yeah, hilarious.
That was funny.
Told you.
That was funny.
We had okay. So for context, there was this 1 week. It was 2 weeks in June where literally this is the order of events. I got my certifications for life coaching. Then we watched all of Myron's videos preparing for
the
Make More Offers challenge. And then right after the Make More Offers, during the Make More Offers challenge and before, we were literally up every night. Coming up with products and offers and like what our brand looks like and like what this thing should be and like what's the different levels of value. Like we were in what?
No, I was go ahead, you can finish what you're saying.
We were literally going through we have lists of everything that we were figuring out based off of the pre-videos. This wasn't even the start of the challenge yet. We were still doing the videos leading up to the challenge. What were you about to say?
I was going
to
say for even more context, right? We initially signed up for the Make More Offer Challenge. Right? So we're good. We're chilling. One random day, Breeze messages us, right? Hey, y'all, I'm thinking about to do this. And I don't know if Sherrod, another friend of the pod, has sent it to you or what.
No, I had sent it to him.
Okay, cool. So we got a he had sent us this link. It was to Tony Robbins and Dean. I forgot how to say his last name.
G.
Their mastermind that they were having. So he's like, I'm signing up for this. It's $1. I'm like, word. I'm like, you know what? It's fine. We can sign up for it. So I signed up for it. Now what ended up happening right, is it was a business, pretty much a business mastermind before the business mastermind that we just paid for, right? Now, we weren't really aware that's what was going to happen, you know, but it was a three-day event right before another week event.
Yeah.
So right before the Make More Offers Challenge, we already going through ideas, products, we messing around with AI, all of this stuff.
Oh, we were training AI.
We was up to like three.
Damani went to sleep.
Yeah, he went to sleep. But me and Shakoya, we was up to like three asking these questions.
I'm about to do that again.
Crazy.
I got so much information. Maybe I'm not going to do it again. I'm just going to go through the information I got and use it. So
3 days of us going through and staying up late for products right before we have to stay up late for another week of going through more videos, more business, more ideas, philosophy. So it was just like a long experience that I don't think we didn't plan for it to be like that. And it just was like a setup. It's like, oh, I'm going to work out before I go to the gym. And it's like, I mean, isn't that what the gym is for? You know, but it's like, we didn't realize, we was like, oh, I thought we were just going to do a little warm up, you know? It was like, no, this was, we at the gym at the house already.
Right.
And now we going to the gym at the gym. Mm-hmm. And now I was like, okay, this is even more weight.
Yeah.
But it worked out really good. It was hilarious.
Yeah, that was a funny week. What was you about to say?
I was going to say, we were just trying stuff out. Like, all right, no music, no watching TV, no this, no that. Like, the whole year was funny. It's just like, if you watch it, it's like, they have no idea that all they got to do is
I told you, it's sitcom. That's what I said. God has made our lives a sitcom. No, he up there laughing his butt off. Like, hey, yo.
Go around the corner.
Talking to, hey, yo, Jesus. Look, this is my favorite part of the episode. Look at them. Look at them scrambling. I got him. Oh, look at, like, that's probably what it felt like.
And so, go ahead.
I was just going, like, the amount of lack that was, like, just, I'm like, and, like, even now, like, I'm looking back, like how I was telling y'all, when I first moved here, my rent was $10,004 split between two people.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a lot. I always had the money. I just didn't know how to manage the money. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what happened?
I'm telling you, listen, God up there, like, look, this is the part where they get some certifications that they never gonna use, but they needed it for their character development. Crazy. But we were just doing a bunch of stuff, watching every video. This gonna be the one.
Mm-hmm.
In hindsight, at the time, it was not funny. Nothing was funny about this, right? I'm thinking, this gonna be the time that it changed my life. My life never gonna be the same after this Thursday in the middle of July. I'm never gonna be the same ever again. And then, you know, for 3 days, I was never the same. And then I found something else. I was like, after this book gonna do it. I'm never gonna be the same. This YouTube video, I got it. Spiritually, mm-hmm. Never gonna be the same. And I'm learning over the years, over the year, that, like, it's never one thing. It's always an accumulation of a bunch of different things. But it's funny, because I thought everything was, the one thing was gonna be the one thing 30 things ago. And now I'm like, we had 40.
Just go ahead.
Oh, you go ahead. I was gonna say, actually, I think the funniest part for me this year, it's been the amount of webinars and conferences and courses and all that stuff that I just binged because I felt like I was missing. Somebody had the information, the missing piece that I just wasn't getting. And like that weekend, well, not that weekend, that 2 weeks is like, was a part of me just being like, nah, like, okay, this one gonna work. Mm-hmm. This one got the information. And it's like, nah, this don't got it either.
But it's really a thing of doing stuff until you figure out what works.
For you. For you.
Oh, yeah, like, for you. I thought you were saying for me. I'm like, no, for all of them.
No, not just for me. For you, for him.
No, like, what works for you?
Us.
Because a lot of times what works for other people, it might work for, like, in a certain extent. But, like, it's like we said before, life is customizable. So, like, if you're customizing your life, you got to figure out what actually works specifically for you. But go ahead.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that, and just be present, enjoy life. Like life is meant to be enjoyed. I used to say I'm a vibe and I must be experienced. Mm-hmm. I am a vibe that must be experienced. But the only way you can experience this vibe is if you experience life.
That was good. I wasn't sure where we was going, but yeah, I like that.
I had no idea where we was going. Mm-hmm. Either. I'm just glad you stuck a landing. That's it, man. I'm just glad. But I also think it's funny. Dang. What was I going to say? What were you saying?
I said, based on what he said?
Right before he said...
Oh, yeah. I said the amount of stuff that I binged to, like, learn about.
That's what I was going to say. I noticed as I'm listening to everybody talk, right, you really only need the right information one time. Mm-hmm. Everything else was just me trying to confirm that the first set of information was the right information. Because, like, when you look, in essence, like, if you were to just put into practice the one thing that we actually, whether it's one book, because, like, they're all really saying the same thing. We're just going around, like, all right, let me just look at it from a different angle, this angle, this angle, this angle. And it's like, the point is still here. And it's like, none of it is going to help you do the point any more than you doing the point. But you just, it's like, I think, at least for me, I'll speak for myself, I spent a lot of time, like, trying to look at it from slightly different angles to see, maybe it'll be a little bit easy if I go through the side door. You still gotta go through the house. Like it don't matter which door you decide to go through, you still gotta go through that house. So
I also feel like you gotta be prepared. Like you have it's the thing of being in the right place at the right time. So you have to be prepared for the information. So if you get the information the first time, but mentally you're not there. It's like you got the information, but mentally you don't have what it takes to implement this. So it makes sense why mm-hmm. you got it. And it's a thing, at least for me, I just had to stop fighting. It's like, oh, this is who I am. I talk to people. Like, I talk to strangers now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just talk.
I was also going to say, I feel like it's not just those things. It's also on top of being at the right place at the right time and not fighting and, like, knowing and trusting the information. Like, it's also like, okay, I got this piece of information, but trusting that the rest of the stuff I already know or I'm going to find out along the way. Like, I think what I was doing was looking at it like I'm at a complete disadvantage, as if I have no information and I haven't done anything. And it's like, that's a good way to, you know, have the beginner's mindset when you're going into things. But all right, once you got what you were looking for, once you got the information, okay, when you turn around to apply it to yourself and your life, you got to trust that, like, okay, this makes sense, or it's going to make sense, or like I can figure out how this fits. Not just look at yourself like, dang, well, they went to school for this, so da 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 da. And it's like, all right, well, you just got the same information from them. Maybe you don't have like every single piece, but maybe you didn't get that that extra information because you don't need it. And I think that for me, I just kept looking at it like, well, it's something that they're not saying. It's something that they're not saying. And I got to watch the next video. Like, I binge watched. There was an SEO conference that was happening. And the free version of it, you had 24 hours to watch the videos for each day. So, like, you could select which videos you wanted to watch. I binge watched for 48 hours at least, like, 15 SEO videos. I was just on the couch watching videos about SEO, about titles, about like how to like blogging, like, which now I'm about to use that stuff too. But it's just like, it was so much information, I didn't know what to do with it, and I didn't know what information I could actually apply because it was just so much stuff. And I was looking for this treasure piece that I for some reason couldn't figure out where it was at.
You are the treasure piece.
And I was about to say, and I realized, like, oh, that's me. Like, I'm the missing piece to what I was looking for. I'm not missing anything. I have everything that I need. I just wasn't showing up. So now it's like, all right, you show up and everything will continue to fall into place. Everything will make sense. So
yeah, and that's why I was saying, if I knew ahead of time that all I really needed was, all I need is one mic. But that's what I was thinking in my head. But, all I needed was one book. All I needed was like one thing that I put into practice 100%. I would have spent a lot less time doing some of the stuff that I was doing. But again, it's part of the journey because hindsight is 2020.
Yeah.
And I'm appreciative because I like all of the books that and all of the stuff that we've gotten because it gave me a way more well-rounded viewpoint of everything. But I just look at some of the stuff and I'm like, dang, he's saying the same thing as this person. He's saying the same thing as this person. Let me go verify this with this. And it's like the quickest route is to go experience it for yourself instead of going to see if somebody else said the same thing that this person said. Mm-hmm. But it took this whole year for me to figure that out, which is hilarious to me. But yeah.
I'll really just be reading now just to keep me sharp.
Mm-hmm. Gotta sharpen the tool, okay?
Yeah, gotta sharpen the tool. But I really just be reading now, not even for new information. I just be wanting to see what people are saying. Like, I really just read. Reading is healthy. I think I live a pretty healthy lifestyle from what I consume. Even now, I'm grateful for not watching TV for how long we ain't watched TV. Because now it's like, oh, that was bad.
Yeah.
I ain't need that. I need to cleanse my palate.
It's crazy because I knew it when we were watching it. I kept saying it, but because I'm like, the TV was on, I'm like, ah. And then y'all would do, this is again, a complete side note. Y'all would have the TV on, and then y'all would like leave the room, and they would be like, this is a good movie, or this is something good. And they'd be like, I'm going to watch this, and then y'all leave, and then I'm sitting here watching it, and I'm like, y'all watching?
I don't do that.
What? You would have your sitcom on for a very long time.
Oh, yeah, I would.
And then it'd be like, so you'd have it on, and then to the point where it's like, I thought we were only watching one episode. Four episodes just went by, and I'm like, are she gonna turn this off?
Sometimes I be missing the transition.
I don't
want to
turn it off. I don't want to turn it off because, you know, you watching it, you set everything up. So I'm like, cool, my bad, that was Breeze. Breeze would just put on the movie. He leaves.
10 minutes in.
Yeah, he be like, I'm gonna go upstairs, and I'm like, I'm saying, like,
but I come back for my movie. No.
Yeah, at the end,
I start over, or
I'm yeah, there. Hold 30 on. Minutes.
It's like I'll start it, and I'm doing something, but I keep missing the same part.
I know that was hilarious. Wow. That was this year.
That was last year.
That was this year when I was because we was watching.
That was him and his bodyguard.
Yeah, that was
the same part. I was reminded like four times. I was like, damn, I missed it.
The mind was like, do you just want me to tell you what they say? Yeah,
because I'm sitting there. So we're watching the scene, and the scene is in Russian, right? So they have the subtitles up. So I've seen this movie before. I'm watching the subtitles go on, and I look to my right, and Breeze is on his phone. So I'm like, oh, worry. I was like, he didn't see it. He didn't see that part. So I'm just like, I don't know if I said it to you. I think I was like, yo, I don't know if you. He's like, oh, where? All right, so he rewinds it. And then I look over again at the exact same part. He said,
I think it's because they stopped speaking English. So I'm like,
yeah, it's Russian. Yeah, exactly.
About.
That's the whole point.
Look at the
screen.
I'm listening. And then he stopped talking English. And I'm like, and dang, then I missed it again.
And when I tell you, I'm sitting there. So the third time it happened, right? He rewound it, and I was like, you know, I'm not even gonna say nothing this time. Like the last two times, I let him know I'm not gonna say nothing, and I just sat there and I just looked. And then he's on his phone. He looks up. He's like, dang. I was like, yep, you missed the entire thing.
I kept looking up at the same part.
And then I was like, I'm not even going to tell you what happened. I'm not even going to tell you. I could tell you, but I'm not going to tell you because at this point, you don't want to watch the scene.
And then at one point, because I was in the kitchen making my plate, but I seen the movie before too. And I read the subtitles before I got up.
Oh, from the kitchen?
Yeah, I got glasses.
Huh.
But at one point, you like, nah, I'm rewinding it for Sequoia, because she ain't see it. She in the kitchen. I was like, I seen it already.
That was hilarious. I was like, I've never seen somebody so committed to not watching the scene in the movie. He said, yeah, nah. Nah.
Y'all ain't let me get my text off. That's
weird. This is weird. You had the remote.
You literally could have paused it. And then rewound it when you was ready.
You had the remote. I've never seen that before. That was different. I was like, that was like a consistent, like,
every single
that man is in rhythm.
I was just, Damani looked at me. I was like, listen, I'm just going to make my
movie. I will say, it was good movies on. Mm-hmm. Like, when you came back and you watched
Extraction.
I was like, woo! Yeah. I wasn't watching that part either because I had seen it already. I like movies.
Yeah.
Even the sad movie, when you shed a tear.
Oh, my
gosh. That was a good movie. I think I heard it was like, it's trauma to not like happy endings.
Probably.
I can believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, anytime it's a happy ending, he'd be like,
oh, this is a terrible movie. It's like well, you're just going to discredit the entire movie
I'm like, that's a good resolution. That makes sense. Based off the thing, that makes sense. What are we talking about here? Why you want fire and brimstone at the end? Like, what's happening? But then it's all right. But again, it's just depending on the movie. Some movies I enjoy when the ending is like crazy. But sometimes it's like, nah, the whole movie, I'm going through it emotionally. I'm feeling, ooh, this is a roller coaster. I don't want the roller coaster to end and then it's not an ending at the end of the roller coaster. Like, we just...
going on to the street.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, hold on, can I come home? Like, can we... Please. 5 seconds. But yeah.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. What are y'all looking forward to?
In 2025?
Yeah.
I guess I'm looking forward to the surprise that is 2025. Because I do recognize and I know that we're all working now. But we are all in a different space mentally than we were a year ago. And we've progressed in a lot of ways in our creativity and our confidence, like, and just literally in how we're showing up in the world. And how we go about our creative endeavors, even down to the podcast. We did a lot of rebranding for everybody this year. I look forward to having my products out and stuff like that. But I'm doing that this year. Well, yeah. For the most part, my stuff will be out already. But, like, I'm looking forward to the surprise because I don't know what's about to happen. And I just know that I'm in my butterfly lifestyle. I'm stepping into my butterfly lifestyle. So I plan to continue to grow, plan to continue to heal, but I'm leaving room for God to do what he does in my life. I don't know if I don't know that I've ever truly, truly done that. This year has been a lot of me learning to release control as well. And I'm finding the more that I release control, the more that God steps in and like the freer I feel, but also just like the positive abundance, the joy, the peace, like the more of those things that I get. So, I'm just looking forward to the surprise that is 2025. That's what I'm going to call it. So
I was going to say, you took my answer for what I was looking forward to from last year. Cause I said I was looking forward to the unknowns, but this year I'm looking forward to seeing all of the things that I worked on actualize, become a real thing. I think that's cool. I think all of the stuff that we've been doing has led up to something. I can't wait to see it in reality, quote unquote reality, play out, because it may look different, it may feel different, and I'm just excited for that. I think that might be the coolest thing. That's what I got.
I, Devante Badman Breezington,
do solemnly swear,
His Holiness,
oh man,
does solemnly swear that. Mm-hmm. Nah, for real, I'm actually excited about the main character experience, experiencing life in the front seat. Main character energy, just gonna be fun and fun, having fun.
Yes.
Like I was telling Damani earlier, this next chapter it's not personal at all. Like it's for me just as much as it's for everybody else. But I just main character energy and just having fun, being present, just being in the moment, and don't do stuff to try to be seen or don't do stuff to try to get people's attention. Just do whatever I feel like doing. Like, do what I said I was going to do. Just have fun, enjoy life, be the main character of my story. That's it.
That's good stuff. I have had a question, but I think y'all kind of answered. I was going to be like, is there one lesson if you could like gift somebody that you got from 2024, what would it be?
You could have whatever you want in this world as long as you be yourself. That's my gift to the world.
All right, I got to rethink mine because mine was like similar. That was good. I like how you worded that. I was going to say.
Well, you can say what you were going to say. Might sound different coming from you.
Well, this is slightly different. The sooner you stop trying to control everything, the sooner you'll be able to show up for yourself and be present. And the lighter and more peaceful you'll feel. So whatever releasing control looks like for you, whether it be journaling, whether it be actually processing your feelings, like whatever releasing control looks like for you, figure out what that is. And I don't mean releasing control like just going like crazy, like don't do that, but like stop trying to control everything. You don't have to fix everything. Most things is not your problem to fix. So the sooner that you stop trying to do that, the sooner you'll hear what God is telling you or what he's been telling you. Because 9 times out of 10, you've been blocking your blessings because you trying to control what God does or does not give to you. So just welcome the gifts. That's, yeah.
That's good stuff, y'all. I got some good stuff there. I would say be yourself and just see how the world resonates with that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's one of the biggest things that I had to learn from this year. Was just like when I made the decision that I was just gonna be myself and just see how everyone reacts to it, because I think we have internal thoughts about it, or we'll create an idea of what people are gonna say or how people are gonna react to it in our mind. And a lot of the times it's not nearly as dramatic as it is in our mind. Like, you being yourself and just living, mm-hmm. like, people don't usually have pushback to you being yourself. So just going out there, seeing what it feels like, seeing what people, how people actually react, seeing how the world actually reacts to you just being you. And then, I don't know, maybe it'll make you feel lighter. It made me feel lighter. Mm-hmm. I feel light as I don't know what.
I got another thing based off what you said, but it goes with what I said too. So I was thinking about earlier, just leading with love. So that goes into main character energy. I'm not looking for anybody to set the tone in this room but me. That's how I like want to mm-hmm. operate throughout my life. If you set the tone, like if I'm coming in here as me, I'm leading with love. You already got some stuff going, and I'm like, oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. I'll fall in line. I'll play my main character position right here. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna let you do your thing, but I'm not looking for nobody to tell me how to act, tell me what to say, tell me how I should be in certain rooms or certain spaces. If it don't make sense, if it don't align with my main character role, then I might have to just say sorry.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah. And my bad, you was about to say something. You go ahead.
Yours piggybacks off of his, so go ahead.
I was just going to say, when you do it, something that I had to learn about myself is like, when you're actually like being the main character of your life, right? You don't have time to compare, because like you're so in it. Like, you're, when you see other people doing stuff, it's like, word, like this actually has nothing to do with me. Like, and if it has nothing to do with me, it's like, I'm not about to give no energy. I can listen a lot better. Mm-hmm. I can have this conversation because I have no stake, invested interest in you doing anything my way or you being any different. Like, and you, what you have going on is 100% a part of your sitcom, mm-hmm. right? Jamie Foxx ain't going to Martin and messing around with Pam. Like, that's not how this works. So why on earth, like, why would I go to somebody else's show and try and have them do something different, or on vice versa? Like, why am I imagining somebody else coming and being like, coming to my show and being like, you know what, you should do this? It's like, nah, that has nothing to do with you, and this has everything to do with me. So just kind of like not paying attention to what everybody else is doing, because you're so in your main character energy. Still being willing to help people, but, you know, self-centered.
even in like the crossover episodes that we used to get on like Disney Channel and stuff like that, like they would still be themselves just like on this other person's set or whatever. So it's like, I'm still the main character of this episode. I'm just in a different location type of thing. So yeah, that's what you just said made me think about. I was going to say my other thing. I have two other things. One being definitely lead with love. That was one of the downloads that I got this year. Like, that was one thing that God told me, like, lead with love. That's all you need to worry about. You don't got to worry about nothing else. Lead with love. But that also means not just, like, walking into the room to give other people love. It means, like, leading with love is also showing yourself love first. Like, loving who you are first so that you can love everybody else. And I think that that's very important. And then the other thing I was going to say is to keep going. A lot of times we stop before whatever thing works because we feel like it's not working. And the reason why it didn't work is because you stopped. It's not because it wasn't going to work. It's not because it wasn't working at the time. You stopped. You didn't even get to see the end result. And then we tell ourselves like, oh, well, you know, I tried to follow my dreams this one time and it just didn't work out. It was terrible. And it's like, you stopped before you could actually get to, like, to reap the benefits on the other side, to like how you said you want to see the fruits of your labor, like, come to fruition next year. I'm super excited about that as well. But it's like, a lot of times, and me included, I used to stop so short, and I would stop and I would start and I would stop and I would start. And it's just like, you keep telling yourself it doesn't work, and other people keep telling you that it doesn't work because you keep stopping and they stopped a long time ago. Like, they stopped and never went back, and you keep stopping. So, like, just keep going. It might be frustrating. Like, we literally just told y'all a portion of what happened this year. And so many more other things that happened. But like I said, for every thing that didn't go how we expected, that didn't go in a way that we thought in the moment wasn't in our favor, there were, like, 20 other things that happened that were to our benefit, you know? Even down to not watching TV for however many months we didn't watch TV, because it was the simple fact of like, oh, I see that this is a distraction, or I, you know, like, just finding ways to better ourselves. But the fact of the matter is we kept going, because we literally could have just gave up this entire year, because like so many things have happened this year. It would have been easy to just give up, but we decided to keep going. We were still posting podcast episodes. We all decided to rebrand. We were still figuring out ways to be better, to grow, to read, to get new skills, whatever it was. And we all kept just showing up, even on the hard days. So just keep going.
Yeah, I don't know who said it, but if they said it, if they didn't say this, I'm going to just say it. Just work on it until it works. Mm-hmm. That's the philosophy. Like, just whatever it is you're doing, just work on it until it works. Because if it doesn't work, that just means you changed your mind. So just work on it until it works.
Yeah. That's it.
That's all I got for y'all, man. That's all the wisdom I got for in this short span of time. You guys got any more pearls of wisdom for 2025? Upcoming wisdom?
The only other thing that I have is speak wisely. Because whatever you say and whatever you think holds a lot more power than you even realize.
He would know.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
His holiness is here.
Or don't ever want to hear you say you're not excited for the future. Don't ever want to hear you say that again.
I'm excited for the now.
Yeah, that too.
The present moment.
That too.
Yeah, I definitely agree, though. Like, power of life and death. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You know, I almost got it that time.
The power of life and death. The tongue is the power of life and death. Life is the death of the tongue. The power.
Power, death, and life. There's a tongue somewhere. Pause.
Can I get some help?
Listen, okay. I'm doing my best.
Power of the life.
But I tell people that all the time, like specifically our family.
I tell you all the time, the tongue is the life of the power. What?
I meant the correct way. The power of... Dang it! Life and death is in the power of the tongue.
There we go. There we go.
Goodness gracious.
Power of tongue.
Make sure y'all are being kind to yourselves, that you are taking care of yourselves, and that you are speaking wisely, kindly, and intentionally as you go forward in 2025. And do you guys have anything else to drop? Okay, in the meantime, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. Ding. Check the links in the description, because we got things happening, okay? We got music. We have paintings. We got more in store. And also, join our Patreon if you want to watch this episode live. If you want to join in on the conversation, join the Patreon. And also, be on the lookout for what we got coming up. We have a lot more in store for you guys in 2025. If any of you guys are video editors, reach out to us. Because we are tired. But we're thriving. So, you know, just reach out. Let us know. I'm Shakoya D.
Batman Breezington here.
It's your humble friend, Damani.
And welcome to the Gray Area Podcast. Thank you guys for joining us for another episode. Oh, also, if you like this episode, you're gonna like whichever one is linked on the screen. Bye.
Stay blessed, stay black, people.
Especially my black
people. You say what?
And know yourself, know your worth.
Jukebox, give me another J.
Get on my face. Get on my face. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Who's your goddamn butt?